Psalms 41:1 states, "Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble." Good morning, and welcome to Destiny, the open door. I am your host, Tammy Dennis, and I come to you on today, Wednesday, as we honor the Mother, Father, God, and the Great Central Sun. Our beloved presence, the Great I Am, the Heavenly Host of the Light, and all who serve on that band of light of the fifth ray tier of heaven, as they project down the streams of light to our blessed planet. The Master Chohan Hilarion, Archangel Raphael, the Blessed Mother Mary, Elohim Cyclopia, and Lady Compliment Virginia, as we look to them on today in total consciousness and awareness of our being, as they project to our blessed planet the supply of God of 1,000 suns and suns beyond suns into our midst now. The healing rays needed for each one who is in need of a miracle in the areas of health and well-being. The consecration necessary to go quietly into thyself to manifest into reality the desires of your heart and the truth of all things and the revealment of things to come in a short time period of all that the earth and her people has gone through, as we each individually and collectively start to ascend into the light of God. Allow for us the ability to seek truth in all things, discover truth in places we never looked before, and circumvent the truth as it is the principle of God's law to the earth, as we each are being guided to open up in our finite minds the ancient wisdom teachings and to shed truth in the light now, as we usher in the topic of the day and said truth of all things righteousness. Second Corinthians chapter 8, verse 14 states, "But by an equality that now, at this time, your abundance may be a supply for their want, that their abundance also may be a supply for your want, that there may be equality, as it is written, he that had gathered much had nothing over, and he that had gathered little had no lack. But thanks be to God, which put the same earnest care into the heart of Titus for you. For indeed he accepted the exhortation, but being more forward of his own accord, he went on to you. And we have sent him the brother whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches. That was 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 14 to 18. How many out there know that there is a supply of God that is so filled with abundance and prosperity waiting for all of us? Yes, we each have a treasure chest that you would not believe existed today. And once you find the pearl of great sacrifice, you will understand what I just said to you, because it is within the recesses of your heart, the great I am, that I am, is hidden there, deeply within the very recesses of your heart. Allow the Christ presence to arise and awake on today, and we will try and stimulate the very recesses of your heart on today with this message. We do thank you in advance for just supporting Destiny the Open Door as we begin our audio presentation. Let's get into it. Are you ready? All right. Our short preamble for today comes out of the I Am Decree Book 4, number V. The I Am Decree Book 4 for the decree will be number 61, page 23. And let's go with our short preamble now. Beloved Mighty I Am Presence, in the name of our beloved Mighty I Am Presence, higher mental bodies of all mankind, all great powers, beings, powers, and legions of light, the Master Chohan, our beloved Hilarion, Archangel Raphael, Archei, Mother Mary, Elohim Cyclopia, and Lady Compliment, Virginia. Beloved Jesus, Archangel Michael, protect us in the purity and the ascension. Archangel Uriel, still us in the quiet of our minds, in the stillness of the hour, as we enter into that moment of silence with presence, Elohim Peace, Saint Germain, and Elohim Arcturus, and all who serve in the Temple of Truth and the Ascension. come, come, come. And your visible, tangible, ascended master bodies raise your cosmic swords of blue flame of 1,000 suns from the great central sun that transcend every human concept. Give these decrees with us. Hold them eternally sustained, ever expanding and world engulfing, and reign everywhere supreme with full power for all eternity. And our decree for today is, in the name of our beloved mighty I Am Presence, great host of ascended masters, mighty legions of light, release thy limitless cosmic light and ascended master miracles and victories everywhere. Supply all who serve the light with every good thing as thy glad free gift of love. Bless the young people throughout the earth with the ascended master's consciousness of the I Am. Charge, charge, charge the energy in the gas belts under America with the light as of 1,000 suns, and turn it into pure metallic gold. Invincibly guard, guard, guard our beloved America with thy mighty protection forever. Charge, charge, charge all who serve the light with the great divine director's ascended master consciousness, and set aside the activity of time and space that all may have instantaneous manifestation of the mighty I Am Presence. Beloved mighty I Am Presence, great host of ascended masters, mighty legions of light, release thy limitless cosmic light and ascended master miracles and victories everywhere. Supply, supply, supply all who serve the light with every good thing as thy glad free gift of love. Bless and bless the young people, bless the young people, bless the young people throughout the earth with the ascended master's consciousness of the I Am. Charge, charge, charge forth the energy in the gas belts under America with the light as of 1,000 suns, and turn it into pure metallic gold. Invincibly guard, invincibly guard, invincibly guard our beloved America with thy mighty protection everywhere, forever. Charge, charge, charge forth all who serve the light with the great divine director's ascended master's consciousness, and set aside the activity of time and space that all may have instantaneous manifestation of the mighty I Am Presence. And our prelude for today is coming out of the Thomas Prince Bridge to Freedom book 2, How the Masters Prepare for an Address by beloved Ascended Master El Morya, dated June 24th, 1956, page 127 to 128. The Heavenly Host from the Ascended Master's realm would like for us to know that when they addressed a group of unascended individuals, when they come forth to speak at a conference, they expect and they do receive very different types of receptivity and comprehension from each one. It is no reflection upon any one of you. It is due to your own evolution upon which you have risen to this point where you at least accept the Ascended Masters as real beings. It is also due to your national and racial karma, your family karma, and even your education in the school system, as well as in your churches, from which many of you have come forth into greater freedom. The Master El Morya speaks to you now, each one, just in the same manner as did the Master Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, when every man heard it in his own language. He says, if I were to take each one of you aside individually and ask you to give a 5-minute resume of what I had said, you would be amazed that there would be no duplication of theme matter. One point appeals to one person, one phase of the law to another. One power of perception perhaps is greater than another. Therefore, we throw the seed ideas into the consciousness of the group, and each one is at liberty to weave them into that which he thinks is best to bring about the freedom of his fellow man and expand the glory of God. In the first place, you would not be here if you were not vitally interested in expanding the glory of God through his living presence in this universe, as well as in developing your capacity to consciously contact that God presence, and through that contact with it, bring divine order, bring divine purity, bring divine supply, health, and balance into your worlds. You would not be here if you did not concede, at least mentally, that there are such beings as the Ascended Host of Masters, the Angelic Kingdom, the Devic Kingdom, and other beings who are beyond the realm of human sight. You would not be here if you did not love your fellow man, because for many years, it has taken much of your energy, time, and substance to sustain the activity of our beloved Master, Saint Germain, in this octave, and to continue according to your own light, to experiment with the use of the violet fire and with the use of the various facets of the law. Through all of this, you have been trying individually and as a group to learn the mastery of that divine alchemy, which will produce perfection for you upon a moment's notice. You are yet in the apprentice stage, and we can but give you the law as we know it. This we shall endeavor always to do where we are given the opportunity. Then the karma of what you weave into that law and what you make out of it becomes your own. Of course, behind you, I always stand so that if you cannot fully make the grade. I balance that karma and cosmic service. Now, that should relieve you of mental strain. The endeavors of the chelas, that's you and I, so often bring on a sense of mental strain, which undoes much of the good that would ordinarily be accomplished in relaxation, not lethargy. Again, it is the following of the middle way, the razor's edge. It is a relaxation, resting within the immortal threefold flame of God, I am, which is waiting to be called forth by you and through you, yet not allowing yourself to feel humanly responsible and apart from this presence. In this connection, you could be given no greater words than those of your great teacher, Jesus, whom many of you followed in his last earth life. I, of myself, can do nothing. It is the Father within that doeth the works. Every ascended being and every unascended guru of great light points you to that same self-evident truth. I will repeat that. In this correction, you could be given no greater words than those of your great teacher, Jesus, whom many of you followed in his last earth life. I, of myself, can do nothing. It is the Father within that doeth the works. Every ascended being and every unascended being or guru of great light points you to that same self-evident truth. I, of myself, can do nothing. It is the Father within that doeth the works. Philippians 1 verse 19 lets us know that, for I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also, Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. That was verse 19 to 21, Philippians chapter 1. So let us just marinate on the prelude in Philippians 1. Because we must know that the supply of God is always present. But we must inherently understand that in the supply of God, we must bring forth the Christ light within us, which is the great I am, that I am all that is. We each have that Christ light within us, individually. God individualized himself in each one. He hid himself in each one. Are you representing God on today? Are you allowing your light of God to shine? Are you building that momentum to allow for the abundance and the prosperity of God to manifest in your world now? You must answer those questions, my dear ones, because God is ever present within you. You must represent God, the great I am, each day. Because as Jesus said, I of myself can do nothing. It is the Father within that does the work. It is the Father within that doeth all the work. The Father within you is the Christ light, is the mighty I am presence that lives and abides in you. Understand that. Understand that. And that will set you on a trajectory of change in your life. Our prayer invocation for today is this. In the name of the presence of God, I am in me, the love, wisdom, and power that is anchored within my heart and that of all mankind. I call to the presence of my eternal being now to come forth and shine your light in, through, and around me, and allow that light to touch all souls that I may come into contact with. I realize that I am of myself a vessel to do the Lord's will on this blessed planet. And I ask that I may be the chalice of light to bring harmony to every human being and all life on this blessed planet who is in need of an immediate release of whatever they are going through at this time. Through and by my beloved God presence, I act in authority of my own being to make that which is out of alignment into pure balance and harmony, to bring the qualities of precipitation of life in the areas of truth of all things, the supply of God of a thousand suns, the healing radiance and consecration for this planetary body to be in total alignment henceforth today. Henceforth today. Henceforth today. Today. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, I surrender all to you. I ask that the masters of light and life assist those who are discovering the truth of life and struggling to make sense of it, to be shown the true essence of their divine sonship and daughtership of their being, and that resolve, we find the light of information is ever pouring into the hearts and minds of the people of Earth, the necessary knowledge and wisdom needed along their pathway of life. I ask that the supply of God of 1,000 suns be the immense force behind each one hearing this podcast, to bless each one with the abundance of financial blessings, with the abundance of financial blessings, with the abundance of financial blessings, to take care of that which is needed now in their lives, and to have constructive activities in their realm of life, that they may be able to bless someone else also. I ask for the assistance to be met with love, so that they know it was the ascended host who have blessed each one for turning around and tuning in to this broadcast of light, and to continue to come back, as they turn on every ounce of what is needed in their realm of life and receive all goodness from destiny, the open door, and our spiritual life teachings on today. We ask for legions of light to enter in at this divine time to heal all those suffering from illness and dis-ease, discomfort, and pain at this hour. And we are asking the beings of light, who are the medical assistance team in the heavenly octave, along with beloved Raphael, the archangel of the fifth ray, and the blessed Mother Mary, to enter in our space now. And each soul, including me, who is needing assistance in their body, in our body system now. Please assist us with your healing light now. Please assist us. Please assist us now. Please state your personal prayers now. I surrender all. Give myself away. Oh Lord. Surrender all. I surrender all. Oh, for you to use me. Yes, Lord. We thank you. I ask now for the consecration of our body systems to be charged with light, so much so that in our quest to enter in the throne room of our being, we will find ourselves so charged with life that we will not instantly fall asleep once we are guided by the masters, but that this charge will awaken us to pay more closely the attention that is needed for us to come back into our beings with the light of knowledge to help us and not feel like we need to fall back asleep into the forgetfulness, into the forgetfulness of the things that we need to know from the heavenly host. We thank all those who have come to assist us on today in our space. Let us now make our heart calls to God presence, the great I am now. Please allow the heavenly host to guide us each day. Let us state our personal prayers now. Please allow entrance of Mighty I Am Presence to enter our hearts and attune with us as we connect to the heavenly realm, to ask Archangel Michael to enter our space now with his protection over us. The beloved Master Hilarion, Archangel Raphael, Archei Mother Mary, Cyclopia, Elohim Cyclopia, and Lady Compliment Virginia, and the Brotherhood of Truth to enter our space and commune with us now. As you begin to state your personal prayers to these great and mighty beings of light. If you would allow your Mighty I Am Presence to come into your heart at this time, let us acknowledge our beloved I Am Presence. Please state after me, I now joyously accept the fullness of the Mighty God Presence. I am the pure Christ. I now joyously accept the fullness of the Mighty God Presence. I am the pure Christ. I now joyously accept the fullness of the Mighty God Presence. I am the pure Christ. I am its presence in full command. And the Mighty I Am Presence sustains and expands itself in conscious cosmic victory forever. I demand the opportunity from my presence. Come into me. Come into me. I demand the hand of my presence. Make the opportunity for me and open wide the door by which this can be done as the Ascended Masters or as the Presence desires to do it now. I am the law of forgiveness and transmuting flame of every impurity, error, and obstruction I have ever imposed on any part of life or that any part of life has imposed on me. I am the law of forgiveness and transmuting flame of every impurity, error, and obstruction I have ever imposed on any part of life or that any part of life has imposed on me. I am the law of forgiveness and transmuting flame of every impurity, error, and obstruction I have ever imposed on any part of life or that any part of life has imposed on me. And as we issue this command together, let us just bask in the oneness of spirit, encapsulating us, enfolding us as presence embraces us in that resolve of love, lining up with the light of God within us as we state the following in our consciousness. In the name of my beloved, mighty, I am presence. You are the governing intelligence of me and my world. Therefore, whatever this appearance is that is less than perfection, it has no power. It has no power over me. It has no power. Take command and produce your protection, your perfection here. Take command and produce your protection and your perfection here. Take command and produce your protection, your perfection here. Oh, beloved, mighty I am presence. I, in the human form, shall be humble and obedient to thy great light and law. No longer shall I allow my intellect to feel dominion. No longer shall it deprive me of your power flowing through to govern my world and hold its dominion. Hold its dominion. Hold its dominion. We thank you, mighty I am presence, for answering this, our every call to you. We also thank the legions of light of the fifth ray and the temple of precipitation and healing and truth. It is so done in the name of the Father. It is done in the name of the Son. It is done in the name of the Holy Spirit and World Mother. And so it is. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. Beloved, I am. And our affirmation for today is, I am the supply, and forever supply of God, of 1,000 suns. I am the supply, and forever supply of 1,000 suns. I am the supply, and forever supply of 1,000 suns throughout the world today and forever. And in closing, please continue to issue your decrees and your affirmations throughout the rest of your day. Remember that your light is one with Christ, and you will begin the process of discovery as you realize your divine potential. This is Tammy Dennis with Destiny, the Open Door, and our spiritual life teachings. Signing off. May the grace of God be with you. May the light of God forever shine upon your life. And may you always dwell in the house of the Lord, where the supply of God is ever present in full abundance. The truth is ever present. The consecration of life is always upon you. And the healing is always manifesting in your realm of life for your body's nourishment, for the healing radiance of you. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Adonai Sabaoth. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Adonai, dear destiny, the open door. God bless you all. Namaste. Peace be with you and upon you. Love and light to you all. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. I am light, glowing light, radiating light, intensified light. God consumes all my darkness, transmuting it into light. I am light. I am light. I am light, light, light. I am light, filling, flowing, and freely giving all.